Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoop, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoop.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Martina DeGoot, your host, and my co-host, Kimberly Britt. Morning, Kimberly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for holding down the fort since I'm on location this morning.
No problem.
How is the weather in Chicago?
It's great. It's going to be a great day.
We have a cloudy day here. We've been having a lot of rain in the Atlanta area. But hopefully we'll have a wonderful warm day today. Today's show begins our series on women's health. This segment of women's health focuses on estrogen dominance, contraceptives, especially birth control pills that are usually prescribed by doctors to regulate adolescents' menstrual cycles. That can lead to serious complication as, you know, they age. Now, before we get started, I just want to say that the topics that we discuss on our show are not intended as a substitute for medical care, so always consult your physician or healthcare provider before making changes to your diet or exercise routine. Now, Kimberly, this topic is very needed. It's an important topic.
Definitely.
And you and I have both experienced problems with not just estrogen dominance, but haven't been individuals who were actually given birth control pills at a very early age to regulate our menstrual cycles, which just sets us up for a series of problems later on, serious health problems. Now, there's some takeaways, five takeaways that we want to share with you and leave with you. And Kimberly, do you mind sharing that with us, those five takeaways?
Sure. These are the points we want to kind of really hammer home today. They start off with birth control pills are not the solution for dealing with adolescent menstrual problems. We'll go into all these further. Secondly, your environment could be exposing you to excess estrogen. Thirdly, your diet may also play a role in estrogen dominance. And fourth, estrogen dominance is a potential issue for both men and women. That's key. And then lastly, synthetic estrogen plays a big role as well.
It most certainly does. And one of the things that I found really fascinating is, well, I wouldn't really even say fascinating, but just really alarming, is that for decades, doctors have prescribed, of course, birth control pills in hopes of easing women's menstrual pain. And a new study finds that it really they're saying that it serves the purpose of easing the pain in relieving cramps, bloating, and other pain. And apparently this was a 30-year study of Swedish women. But the thing is this, that while it may ease the pain, it sets us up for serious problems later on. And they were also saying, now, this is very real. This is about 15% or so severely affected, and they're talking about in the U.S., okay, 15% of young adolescents, girls are severely affected that they regularly miss school or work as a result. And they said in the U.S. alone, this absenteeism is associated with $2 billion in lost productivity. So it is a serious problem, and that was really alarming. It's a serious problem, but again, resolving that problem, we need to go to get to the root of the problem and not try to Band-Aid. And we have discussed, because we have had several shows on hormones, If you mm-hmm. go to our archives, I think it was the March 23rd show, we did do a show on estrogen dominance, the dangers exposed. And we wanted to do a segment on women's health, but this was one of the key things that we wanted to pull out and bring to the forefront. There are so many different ways that we can actually be affected by estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominance, you know, men and women have estrogen. The thing mm-hmm. is that we are getting, as a society, we are getting so much estrogen, or synthetic estrogen, from foods, water, you know, so many
plastics.
Different plastics. Mm-hmm. There's a number of ways that we're actually consuming and this synthetic estrogen. And the synthetic estrogen that we're actually consuming is the one that causes 6 different types of cancer in women. It's known to do that.
Yep.
And, one being breast cancer, and also 2 different types of cancer in men. Prostate cancer happens to be one. So this is definitely a real problem. And estrogen dominance, it's the excess of estrogen within the body, which can actually cause severe problems. You know, our hormones need to be balanced at all times. And so if we're getting all of this, not only are we getting excess estrogen, but synthetic estrogen, then first of all, our system is not recognizing this, and as a result of that, we're, you know, having all different types of complications. Kimberly,
yeah.
I know that you, and more recently, you had problems where, you know, you were given birth control pills to help regulate your period. Could you share that with us?
Sure, yeah. I was actually 16 years old. I'm 25 now, and I started the pill long before I needed it for any kind of contraceptive purposes, just, you know, kind of like you said, upon my doctor's approval, and it was to kind of regulate my menstrual period, alleviate some symptoms of, I guess, PMS I was having, in addition to, like, clearing up my skin. All issues that, you know, looking back, could have definitely been treated via other means. But the pill was kind of what they recommended, and not knowing any better, we went on. And then here I am, 25, so almost 10 years later, and I was experiencing issues with my thyroid in addition to some other symptoms as well. And I definitely attribute it to the birth control pill and for having been put on at such a young age, losing kind of sight of, like, what my body was supposed to be like without those excess hormones in it. So it's kind of a process of discovery now that I'm off the pill and figuring out, you know, what my body is supposed to go through every month, because I have no idea. I've been on the pill for so long.
It's sad. It really is. And, you know, they talk about the birth control, but doctors are actually using birth control as a way of trying to treat other ailments.
Yeah.
You know, and which is, you know, really seriously causing a lot of problems. And actually, you know, a consistent estrogen dominance can lead to things such as fatigue, hot flashes, ADHD, ADD, fibromyalgia, PMS, osteoporosis, weight,
yeah.
anger, migraines. There's a host of things.
Yeah. Mood
that,
swings.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Mood swings. You know, so it's like they're trying to maybe stop cramps in one area, but it also, because PMS is not just the pain associated with the cramp, but it's also the mental state, you know, all the different moods and emotions that you're experiencing at that time. So all of that plays a great role in, you know, in the overall scheme of things. And I know that we've got to get to a state where we're relying more on things that were created for us, for our bodies, rather than all the, you know, the synthetic foods that we're eating. You know, they're saying that 80% of the foods that we now consume is actually been genetically modified. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're getting so many different things from the foods that we eat. And then we also mentioned,
right?
Okay, so the pills, you know, birth control pills, that's just setting young girls, adolescent girls, you know, we grow into women, and it's just setting us up for a series of problems later on. So that's something, you know, if you have, especially, you know, daughters in their adolescent age that are, experiencing those type of problems, birth control pill is not the solution. You want to find other natural ways. And a lot of times, too, some of those symptoms, it could be where there's already too much estrogen in the body. So by, you know, supplying more, it's just going to cause more problems later on. And definitely the diet plays a huge, huge role as well, you know. And the environment, Kimberly, you mentioned, you know, we drink out of plastic bottles, you know, water bottles, you know.
Yeah, the plastics, it's called xenoestrogens. It mimics estrogen in the body. Your body just thinks it has an excess of estrogen all of a sudden from using plastics, but really it's not estrogen. It's just some kind of molecule that really looks like estrogen, acts like estrogen. And then before you know it, your body reacts as if it has too much estrogen, and it's crazy.
Exactly. And you know, you can't. We just finished a series on water, the importance of drinking good, you know, good water, good clean water. And you know, in terms of you know, people, I think overall, the average person know that they shouldn't really drink the tap water. So people are buying more and more bottled water. And, you know, the bottled water, a lot of times, depending on the type of water that you're buying, it could be more harmful than drinking tap water. That's what some studies have found. And they said, you know, ideally, the bottled water shouldn't really be in plastic unless there's some plastic that, of course, has been, you know, all the, you know, is it's not it does not have BPA. Is it BPA? BPA.
Yeah, it's BPAs,
BPA. You know, they've been, of course, they're more environmentally friendly, and you'll find that, but not too often. But now you also notice that there are waters that are bottled water, which are actually in glass bottles, and they say those are actually the best. You know,
yeah, because you're buying a water that's refrigerated maybe at the time, and you think, oh, it's cold, that's okay. But you don't realize that that water was sitting on a truck to get to that store, maybe a couple different trucks, maybe a ship, and it was heating up. And, yeah, I mean, you know.
Exactly. And, again, we also mentioned about, you know, the synthetic estrogen. And not only birth control, but that has the synthetic estrogen, but also when women reach a certain age, or sometimes, you know, they may say, oh, well, your estrogen may be low. You need more estrogen, and so they put you on the synthetic estrogen. Or for women who have had hysterectomies, automatically they give you the hormone therapy, which is, you know, the synthetic estrogen, and this is just, again, also contributing to more problems. And a big indicator that one really needs to check into is migraine. A lot of time, migraine headaches is associated with excess estrogen in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a key indicator, especially, and I can recall from the time I was about 8 years old until maybe 18, I had severe migraine headaches.
Wow.
Huge. I mean, the type that, you know, they would come on and 3 days later, you're just getting some relief. Serious migraine.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You know, but at that time, you know, doctors, no one is really thinking about the fact that, okay, I'm maybe estrogen dominant at that time. So by the time you reach that age now, or, you know, I reached the age where you know, you're having terrible menstrual cramps or irregular periods, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor said, okay, well, let's regulate. So they put you on birth control pill to try to regulate, which contains the synthetic estrogen, and it's just more problems. So we really, really want to be careful with that. I cannot stress that enough. We are actually, the show for the next maybe 3-4 shows, we're going to be doing 30-minute segments.
Yep.
The show today is 13 minutes. So we are going to take a short break and we'll be back momentarily.
Welcome to Healthy Explosions Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment, offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30 minutes Skype consultation with a specialist or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. You're listening to Martina and Kimberly, and we are talking about estrogen dominance in our first series on women's health. Kimberly, I think we're going to do this. Let's just talk a little bit more about estrogen.
Sure.
Most people know, you know, okay, estrogen, if you're male or female, you know, okay, I have estrogen hormones. But really, what is estrogen? So estrogen, you know, they're naturally occurring steroidal hormones that's responsible for female reproductive system development and maintenance. So estrogen is a necessary hormone that we need. Now, we had an expert who specializes in bioidentical hormones on our show several times, Dr. Platt. We've also had Dr. Kyle Fogel on our show as well. And Dr. Platt, one of the things he mentioned was that rare you'll ever find women or men who are actually low in estrogen. As you know, usually that's not a hormone that you want to replace unless there are serious, serious problems. But again, the average, you know, physician that you go to, if you're having some problems, they think it can be resolved by giving you extra estrogen. As a matter of fact, they had to remove, the hormone therapy because, you know, automatically there's, okay, well, you're nearing menopause, so now you need a replacement therapy. But it's been proven that it actually causes cancer in women.
Right.
You know, so and estrogen
dominance can actually be high estrogen or relatively low progesterone levels, I believe.
True, most definitely. And we also, we need every hormone, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, both men and women have the same hormones. We just have different quantity. You know, women would tend to have more estrogen. Men would, you know, more testosterone. But we women also need testosterone. We also need progesterone.
Right. It's a careful balance.
It's a careful balance. Exactly. And estrogen, it is one of the most important hormones in a woman's body. But again, as we mentioned, it's also found in men. Now, estrogen causes women to experience menstrual cramps, PMS, breast tenderness, and nausea when, you know, when we're pregnant. So estrogen dominance is a very, very important thing that we need to pay very close attention to at all times. Kimberly, I know that you had mentioned before, and one of the other shows, we were talking about estrogen dominance as well, and you actually, I think, was it a study, and I do not have that, and I'm trying to recall. Okay, we also know that it's one of the most misunderstood problems that we face in the medical community today.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it has been known to cause cancer in both men and women. And in women, the cancers have been identified as breast, uterine, ovarian, cervical, and colon.
Yep, and adenomyosis and endometriosis as well.
Right. And then in men, colon cancer and prostate cancer.
I think it's important to mention that lifestyle actually plays a role, because being overweight has been actually, that might be the study that you were thinking of, Martina, I found, which fat cells function to actually turn testosterone into estrogen. So if you have too many fat cells, the process called aromatization, and it's actually where they turn testosterone to estrogen. It's crazy. So, I mean, it's kind of like a problem making a problem making a problem. It's a vicious cycle.
Yes, most definitely. Something that we really need to pay really close attention to, and this is why, you know, on this show, we like to get information out to you about the various health issues, information that can be vital in terms of helping to educate you on things that, you know, that you don't normally hear about. You know about hormones. You hear, okay, well, everybody have them, but what are they? And am I affected by it? And so these are all things that we want to make sure that we bring to you as a result of the show. Also, the fact that there are other things as well, and I think we mentioned that, severe migraine headaches and fibromyalgia. Now, fibromyalgia has become a huge problem. Many people are suffering from that, you know. And again, the hormone imbalance. So it is a real serious problem that we we need to address. Now, are there any? Okay, yes, and okay.
I think we should maybe touch upon the dietary components, because we'd mentioned that in our five takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually brush upon that so consumption of phyto or xenoestrogen can come in the form of soy, flax, some legumes, and some other sources, like we talked about BPAs from water bottles. So it's important to know that soy can actually be increasing your estrogen levels, as can flax or certain legumes, in addition to maybe something you're being exposed to environmentally in your home or through BPAs, like we said, with plastics. So I think that's a key takeaway as well.
Yes, most definitely. And the environment, again, last week we discussed, I believe it was last week's show on water, where we were talking about how, you know, even water, you know, when you're showering, taking a shower, or you know, that water is actually very toxic, because it contains chlorine and so many other pollutants that once, you know, it gets absorbed into your skin, even though you'd be eating healthy, but, you know, the skin is the largest organ, the largest cell on your body, actually the largest organ, and so it just filters in, not just lotions that you may rub on your body, which is also very important as well, the quality of it, but the water and, you know, the environment, that the toxins that float around in the air as well. So this is why we mentioned earlier that we're always, you know, we're inundated with synthetic synthetic hormones, especially synthetic estrogen. There's another study, and okay, before I mention that, because I don't think I have this with me, it's a specific study that I was looking at. And we are running out of time. Kimberly, do you have...
Is it the antidepressant study you're talking about?
Yes.
Yep, so a study found that birth control pills actually cut women's pain significantly, reducing it on average on a scale of pain from severe to moderate for 1 in 3 women. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
And we're talking about pain in relation to menstrual periods. Mm-hmm.
And also... Yeah, because what they're trying to say is, and this particular article, birth control pills provide real relief from menstrual pain. So they were actually, this article was actually promoting the fact that what birth control pills can actually do. We wanted to mention this, and this was a study that was done in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Well, they found that earlier decades didn't have as much menstrual pain, right? And they think they correlate that to an increase in estrogen in our modern-day environment.
That's true. But, you know, I haven't been alive that long, but that's something that we should research, though, how far back, you know, people really started getting these serious pains, cramps.
It would be interesting to find out.
You know, how long ago, because... As long as I can remember, I know that was a problem. But maybe our parents, when did that trend start? And I'm wondering now if this is going back to, you know, the difference in the food chain. You know,
definitely.
You know, the quality of the food.
That has to play a role, I think.
I would say that's a big indicator. Because the majority of food that it's amazing if you're not really say growing your own fruits and vegetables and you're not buying organic foods, then the study showed 80% of whatever we consume is genetically modified. So when something is genetically modified, you know, our bodies were made to accept what God made, the way the foods were made originally. So if now we're taking in foods that have all been genetically modified, then our DNA structure is actually being altered. And I think this is why we have all of these autoimmune diseases that we're going to get into later on, because we want to get into so many different issues to do with women's health. And then children, as you know, are being fed this, and then they're growing up. And the sad thing is that it's been estimated that children, the average child, probably will, if there isn't a drastic change, they're not even going to live to see maybe their 30s because of, you know, this, it's just inflating, you know, the diseases.
It's making it worse.
Yeah. So we wanted to focus today's show on, you know, birth control pills being given to adolescents as a way of correcting menstrual problem. And this is not the way. Start looking at diet and doing things holistically that will help to improve health.
For sure.
You know, those symptoms. There are many different things that we can actually do. And maybe we will do a follow-up show, Kimberly, where we could talk about some of the things that, you know, can be done naturally in terms of foods and maybe even, you know, vitamin, different tips. You know, for,
definitely.
Parents that they could encourage their adolescent daughters take themselves to help relieve this process, because it is a
serious
problem.
So we've got about 20 seconds left, just so you know, if you want to do the 5 takeaways, maybe.
Yes, please.
Okay. So just quickly, birth control pills are not the solution for dealing with adolescent menstrual problems. They're certainly not the only solution. Secondly, your environment could be exposing you to excess estrogen. We've kind of touched upon that. Diet